Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning is from our gospel lesson from John chapter 8. The Jews said to Jesus, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, every once in a while, you run into that person that you just can't argue with. I think we all know that person who is stubborn and pig-headed and just won't listen to anything you say. That's not the person I'm talking about. I'm talking about that rare individual who is just smarter than you and thinks quicker than you, so that no matter how valid your point is, they are just smarter and quicker, and you know you're going to lose every single argument. For me, that person is my wife. It took me a couple of years to realize that I was never going to win an argument. She just thinks quicker than I do, and she is so much smarter than I am. No matter what topic we are talking about, she is going to win. There are those times when I think of just the right thing to say 2 days later. But the fact of the matter is, by then, the matter's been settled, and Lord knows I'm not going to bring it back up again and revisit it. So in our 31 years of married life together, I have learned a healthy respect for my wife's intelligence and quick thinking, and I've learned that it's just best not to argue. One would think that the religious leaders of Jesus' day would have learned that same lesson. In our text for today, what we basically see is an argument between the religious leaders that John calls the Jews and Jesus. And if you thumb through the book of John, you'll see that this is at least the sixth time that they have confronted Jesus about something that he has said or did. The first time that we see Jesus clash with the religious establishment is way back in John chapter 2, after Jesus clears the temple in Jerusalem. They come up to Jesus and they ask him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" In other words, what gives you the authority to do this? The next time we see, John chapter 5, we see that the Jews were persecuting Jesus. Things get so bad that in John chapter 7, we are told that the Jews were seeking to kill him. And so by the time we get to John chapter 8 in our text for today, there is a whole lot of tension between Jesus and the Jews. And I mean, our text starts out with the Jews saying to Jesus' face, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Now, for us to really understand it, you got to know that the worst thing that you could call your fellow brother Jew was a Samaritan. The Samaritans were those half-Jews that got left behind in the Babylonian captivity because they didn't have any real skills that the Babylonians wanted to use. And so while their relatives were off in captivity, they stayed behind and intermarried with people who weren't Jewish, so that when the captives finally get back, they have to kick them out of Israel. And so Jews and Samaritans did not get along. Calling a fellow Jew a Samaritan was the lowest of the low. And if that wasn't bad enough, what did they do? They call Jesus, the one and only true Son of God. They say that he has a demon. Well, that's just blasphemy. It's just so wrong. So right away, this argument gets really, really nasty. But notice, Jesus isn't fazed by any of this. It doesn't seem to bother him a bit. Jesus, who is quicker and great thinking and is smarter than anybody else, you would think that these intelligent religious people would just know not to pick an argument with him. But they do. And they just keep pushing him. And it's almost as Jesus is kind of playing with them. He tells them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." Now, we know what Jesus means by that. We know that if you have faith in Jesus Christ, if you trust in Jesus, sure, our bodies are going to wear out and die, but we still have eternal life. We are going to enjoy everlasting life in heaven after the resurrection. But these Jews aren't thinking on that level. They think that they've caught Jesus in a terrible, terrible error. And they respond back, "Now we know that you have a demon because Abraham died and the prophets, they all died." And you see, for them, Abraham was the bee's knees. I mean, Abraham was the father of all Israel. If anyone deserved eternal life, if anyone deserved a go to heaven card, it was Abraham. So the fact that he died and that all of God's prophets died, well, that had to be proof that Jesus was wrong, at least in their thinking. But Jesus keeps pressing the issue. He just sticks with his argument. Really, he makes his statement even more simple when he responds back, "If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death." And again, Jesus is talking about eternal life and damnation here. Physically, we all die. I mean, even Jesus, the totally sinless one, he even died. But because he died and rose again, we have eternal life waiting for us. And that's just what these religious leaders didn't understand. They didn't know that Jesus was God's Son and our Savior. They didn't believe that he was the Messiah, the chosen one, the anointed one. And because they didn't know him, they didn't understand him, and even though he's smarter and quicker in his thinking, they just keep arguing with him. The real kicker and the real highlight to this whole text comes in the statement that upsets the religious leaders more than anything else, when Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am." You see, for us, that statement is music to our ears. We know that Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. We know that Jesus was instrumental in all of creation. We know that Jesus was and is eternal. And that statement just reinforces that whole belief. But to the Jews who had no clue who Jesus was, they heard Jesus' claim as blasphemy. And they start reaching for those stones to throw at him. You see, they saw Jesus' word, "I am," and connected it with God in that burning bush calling to Moses, saying that his name is I Am, and they see Jesus' claim as him being equal with the Father. Well, we know that he is, but they have no clue. And so they pick up stones to stone him, and the argument with Jesus just continues. But before we go too far in wondering how these religious leaders could be so stupid in arguing with Jesus, as smart as he was and as quick thinking as he is, we need to remember that we argue with God all the time. Every single time we sin and break a commandment, we are in essence arguing with God. And the same thing goes with society. Society has been arguing with God and telling God that he has no authority for years now. Society ignores God. Society tries to say that God doesn't even exist. Well, we know that that's just not true. No, each and every time we break a commandment, we are in essence arguing with God. When we take God's name in vain, we are arguing with God and telling him, we don't care about your commandments. We don't even care what we call you. When we fail to honor our father and mother, we're telling God that we don't care about the authorities that he's put over us. We don't care about his authority. And so absolutely, every time we break a commandment, we are arguing against God and making ourselves out to be smarter and quicker thinking than him. Fortunately, God forgives our arguments because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Because of our faith in Jesus Christ, all of our sins have been forgiven. While we argue with God each and every day, we are forgiven because Jesus died on the cross for every one of our sins. Each one of our sins is forgiven. And we have eternal life, just as Jesus says, because of his life, death, and resurrection. So to be sure, God is the Almighty One. We are never going to win an argument against Jesus. Because together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, each person of the Trinity is far superior to us. But because they love us and have given us faith freely without cost, we don't need to worry about losing those arguments, and we can just look forward to an eternal home in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.